It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Real, fake, fake, real, fake.
What are you doing?
Seeing whose celebrity boobs are real or fake.
Ooh, let me do one.
I'd say half and half.
They're fake. She's like 1,000.
She's my age. My boobs are perky. I got my mother's boobs. Whose did I get?
Your father's.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to play the all-new Power of Five in just a second here. Tomorrow on the program, this is a really, really fascinating book. It's called Shadow Factory. It's all about the NSA and what they pursued.
I'm scared.
After 9/11 and what they might be pursuing now.
Still.
Needless to say, your phone conversations might not be just between you and the party you're speaking to.
They're parked in front of my house.
I'm always careful when I phone you in the morning, Mike.
James Bamford, author of the book Shadow Factory, will be joining us on tomorrow's show just after 4 Eastern Time. And then just after 5, to lighten it up a wee bit, 85-year-old table tennis whiz Dorothy Peterson.
Dorothy Peterson.
Peterson!
She'll be on the show and have Sloan out in front of the school in short order.
So that should be a lot of fun on tomorrow's show.
Is she guilty?
She is guilty of being hot! And we'll have more RIP passes for the Boo Bash
really
before we get out of here.
Important person.
Today. That's right. You're a really important dead person, and we want you at the Boo Bash. Fast Eddie's in Centerville. That's Friday night, Halloween night, October 31st. All right, Mr. Burbank, as you mentioned before, you have to, what do you have to do?
You have to respect the crap out of the new and improved Power of Five.
It is time to play the all-new Power of Five.
Yeah.
I hold in my hand 10 categories of money denominations, ladies and gentlemen.
Money.
We start with a penny that can win you $100 all the way up to 10 cents, which wins you a grand total of $1,000 American dollars.
A lot of money, Mike.
All you have to do is make it through all 5 levels. For example, if you landed on 3 cents, your first question would be valued at 3 cents. We move it up to 30 cents, then $3, $30, and a total of $300.
That's right.
That's true.
It's how we play the all-new Power of Five.
Power of Five.
We've selected a lot of true-false questions for you and yours, and we're going to see who can make it through all the Powers of Five. Now, once we get a contestant on the line, we're going to go to the big Power of Five spinning wheel. We're going to spin it and see exactly where it lands. And once it lands on a particular money denomination, you're going to have a chance to play for that amount of money. Do I make myself clear?
Sure.
Jesus. I think I'm getting an aneurysm.
Please remove your pants.
Do you want to do a test spin to see what it lands on?
Let's see what happens right now. We've done 3, and let's see what our 4th test spin lands on. Moving around right now, and this couldn't happen again. There's just no way. It lands on 10 cents.
Every time.
That means you'd be playing for $1,000, but just remember that was a test spin. You're not playing right now.
No.
It could be a lower denomination of money.
Ah.
Let's see what happens as we go to our first contestant on the all-new Power of Five.
Respect
and
it.
Speak to... Mike in Leesburg. Hello, Michael.
Great job.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Michael, are you ready to respect the crap out of the Power of Five?
You know, I'm in awe right now. I'm just very nervous. This new Power of Five is very intimidating. The old Power of Five shoot up many of strong men.
This is true. There's no need to be nervous. We're all among friends here. And I'll say, Michael, as you play the Power of Five, your pants must be completely off.
Completely. Uh-huh.
Very good.
All
and
right.
The phones are crackling like they were with the guy that we had.
It's the electricity of this show.
Yes, very, very electric. All right, Mike, we're going to spin the wheel right now and see what happens when we play the all-new Power 5. Let's see how much money you're going to be playing with.
Good
Let's get a spin.
Michael.
There it goes. Round and round, round she goes. Let's see where it ends up right now. And I see it's ending up on 1 penny.
Huh.
Wow.
After all those $1,000, it's
amazing.
Now on 1 penny.
No figure.
I can't really believe that. That's amazing, but it's true. Are you ready to play?
Very ready.
All right, your first question will be worth 1 cent, all the way up to $100.
Mm-hmm.
Mike from Leesburg. Elton John's middle name is Hercules.
False.
False. What was your answer?
False.
He says false.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Illegally added it, taking it from the name of a horse on a popular British sitcom that you've never heard of called Steptoe and Son.
Mm-hmm.
That show was eventually remade in the U.S. as Sanford and Son. It
right.
is a true fact.
Well,
I cannot believe that.
Get that penny out of the way then.
Yes, unfortunately right. you didn't win it. Thanks for playing, Mike. Let's move on to
Pull
Dan
up those pants.
Orange County. Dan, is this the second time for you on the show today?
Yes, it is, Mike.
Oh, that's good. Well, unfortunately, that's illegal, and we will not allow you to play the Power of Five. Thank you very much for calling in.
You are a taskmaster.
Let's go to Jay in Kansas. Hello, Jay.
Hello.
Jay, you ready to play Power of Five, and do you respect the crap out of it?
Absolutely.
Pants off.
Are you pants off, Mr. Burbank would like to know?
Completely.
Completely right. Off. Let's spin the wheel for Jay right now.
All right.
Here we go.
There it goes. Round and 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 round.
2 cents.
Hey, nice spinning.
2 cents. Good spinning for you. You bet the ante. You could win $200 American. You ready to play the game, Jay?
Let's do it.
Here is your 2 cent question. Mighty Mouse was originally going to be a housefly with superpowers named Superfly. True or false?
False.
I am so sorry.
Oh, wow.
That is true.
I'm disappointed.
Another obscure fact, and it bites the dust. Not even 2 cents for you.
My pants
up. Thanks for playing, Jay.
I had a Spanish comic book when I was a little kid, and it was a Spanish mind. It was called Super Raton.
Super Raton.
Yes.
About a Spanish fly.
Let's Spanish fly.
An aphrodisiac.
Yeah, very good if you need help.
Brad in Sacramento. How are you, Brad?
I'm doing pretty good. A little nervous, but not too bad.
Just remember, you have to do what to the power of five?
Respect the crap out of it.
Absolutely. Right. Exactly. And are your pants? What are your pants? What's the status?
The pants are all the way off.
They're all the way off. Very good. Let's spin the wheel for Brad right now. Let's see what happens. And I see.
Where's it going to land?
Whoa!
What?
8 cents.
8 cents.
8 cents.
That means?
You can play for $800.
Wow.
What do you think about that, Brad?
I love it.
All right. So far, nobody's been able to get past the very first question. You're going to be playing for 8 cents all the way up to $800. The radio operator who was the first person to receive the distress signal from the Titanic went on to create the broadcasting network NBC. I'll give that to you one more time for 8 cents, your first leading up to $800. The radio operator who was the first person to receive the distress signal from the Titanic went on to create the broadcasting network NBC.
I will say false.
False is correct. For 8 cents, you are off and running. Congratulations.
Wow.
Here is your 80-cent question. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, I am.
Cremation is illegal in Utah.
Ooh. I'll say false.
False is correct.
Wow, 2 in a row.
That's right.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Oh, wait a minute.
What?
I said cremation is illegal in Utah, and
you
he
did
said
say
false.
That. Yes.
And that's not
it's
it
a
says
double
it's
negative.
Not true. It's a double negative.
Uh-huh.
The fact is it is legal.
Well, now
in
I
Utah.
Feel better.
Well, so he missed it.
So he got it. I'm confused by the way the question's written here, and we've all had pale ale. Help me out, guys.
That's right.
Cremation is illegal in Utah. It says bull.
He said right. He said false.
He said crap.
So that
would
mean it's legal.
That means it's legal.
He got it right.
He's right.
He
very
got
good.
It right.
I am so sorry for that.
I wish it wasn't so.
Lots of double negatives there. You've won 80 cents. Ready to play for $8?
Yes, I am.
The record for the most one-fingered push-ups without stopping is 124. True or false? The record for the most one-fingered push-ups without stopping is 124.
I'm going to go true on that one.
True is correct.
Excellent.
Well, and I don't want to embarrass him, but
for
I will say the record
80 cents.
The record holder is a member of the WJFK engineering department.
It was set by Paul Lynch of London in 1992. All right, are you ready to play for $80 American?
Let's do it.
Or you can just keep what you have.
That's right. You could keep your $8 and move on. But I think you want to play, don't you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
All right. In 1979, a man successfully made it over Niagara Falls on a jet ski. I'll give it to you again. In 1979, a man successfully made it over Niagara Falls on a jet ski.
False.
False is correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
It's been tried, but never done on a jet ski.
You are respecting the crap out of the new and improved Power of Five.
Now, you have $80 in your hand that you could put in your pocket and leave a winner right now.
Nobody ever leaves with money. You might as well.
No, I'm going to go for it.
Sucker.
All right, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
This is for $800. There's a rare disorder that causes people to have green, blue, or even black sweat. True or false?
Green, blue, or black sweat? True.
You have won $800 American dollars.
Congratulations, Brad. How'd you do so well? Where'd you get that brain?
Well, I live outside of Sacramento. I don't actually live in Sacramento.
Look at the big brain on Brad.
Yeah,
congratulations.
That's fantastic. Right. Congratulations.
Wow. You've won $800. Thanks so much for playing the game. This is Brad in Sacramento. Brad, what do you do for a living?
I'm actually a full-time student.
You're a full-time student. What are you majoring in?
Computer networking.
That is amazing.
Do you have a minor in true-false questions?
You know, my wife actually says I'm a lot like Rob. I have a lot of useless knowledge up in my head, and it just panned out for me this time.
You know what I think went wrong? I think we didn't respect the crap out of it.
I think that might be it. This is Brad, our biggest winner ever in any power of
congratulations. Yeah. You have won $800 American dollars. You get to keep that. You see, we do have winners on the Mike O'Meara
Show.
Yeah.
I love giving away money.
Brad, thank you so much for playing the game. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
You're a champ.
All right, thank you.
Very good. Thanks a lot. And we have time to play two more rounds of the Power of Five.
Wonder where the deal will land.
The all-new Power of Five. Big winners right now.
All right.
Let's go to Dan in Rockville, Maryland. Dan. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Dan, did you hear that last winner we had? $800 American dollars?
Tough to beat.
You can win.
Serious money. Let's spin the wheel for Dan right now from Rockville. God, that pisses me off that he got that. No, it doesn't. I love it. I love to give people money. And it's landing on negative one penny.
Oh, so if you do right. Well, you have to give us $100.
That's right. You will have to pay us $100. Now, let's spin it one more time for him, Rob. Let's see what happens.
Can't be right. That's done.
Nine. Ten. Back to one.
Oh,
I am terribly sorry. Back to one. What a shame that is. You're going to be playing for $100, Dad.
That's a lot of money.
You ready to play the Power of Five?
Yeah, I thought that the numbers couldn't repeat.
Yeah, they couldn't repeat. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's a wheel. It could land anywhere. Of course they can repeat.
They
don't
always
silly.
Repeat, you smart ass.
That's
Let's play. You
want to
play
right
or what?
I want to play.
Where's the respect?
Very good. You're not respecting it. You know that? And I'm already frustrated that that guy asked him some very tough questions.
No, you
questions.
Mean you're excited, Mike. You're
I'm
excited to give away the money.
Dan, you don't just have to respect it. You have
Brad
to respect
from
the
Sacramento,
crap
smart
out of the new
ass.
And improved.
Dan, are you ready to go?
Ready.
Not surprisingly, zebras have white meat and dark meat.
False.
False is true. False is true. That's right. Zebras are all red meats.
You're on your way to $100, Dan.
Here's your 10-cent question. Babe Ruth hit his first home run as a professional in Canada. True or false?
False.
I'm sorry. That is true.
Oh, that's a shame.
It was while he was playing for the minor league Providence Grays against the Toronto Maple Leaf. By the time Babe retired in 1935, he'd racked up 714 home runs. No one could touch that record until Henry Aaron finally broke it in 1974. Thanks for playing the game. We appreciate
hey,
it, Dan.
Rob A.
Yes. Thanks. I wish you could ask that question.
Pants up, Dan.
Chad, where are you calling from, Chad?
From Kansas.
From Kansas. You ready to play Power of Five?
Let's do it.
Let's get it done. Spin that wheel. Let's see what happens.
Pants down and respect the crap out of it.
All right. I'm seeing, nine, one penny.
One penny.
All right, Chad, thank you. You can thanks.
Look how close it is to 10, though.
It's so close
it's
to 10.
Really bent. Right.
You're
going to
be paying for $100. You ready, Chad?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Here's your first fact. True or false? Albert Einstein was once offered the presidency of Israel, but turned it down.
That's false.
I'm sorry.
It's a long chat.
That is true.
Wow.
Albert Einstein was offered the position in 1952. Thank you for playing, Chad.
President
that
Albert
was so
Gold.
Quick. It's a chance for us to play one more round. Let's say hi to Ed from Purcellville, Virginia. Hello, Ed.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
You have your pants off, Ed?
They sure are.
You ready to respect the crap out of the Power of Five?
Yep.
All right, very good. You know, and for all those people that say we never give away money, I think we have to point out
that's
we
great.
Do.
$800.
Yeah, and I never trust the people that win. I always think they're looking at the same sheet, but that would be impossible.
And it doesn't sure. always land on one.
Let's spin the wheel and see what happens.
Just for fun, Buzz, would you like to spin it this time?
Yeah, go ahead, Buzz. See if you have some luck with this.
I can make this happen here. Yeah.
Nice spinning.
There we go. And that lands on 10 cents.
Wow.
10 cents. Oh, my
amazing.
God.
Oh, no.
10
nice.
Cents, which means you're going to be playing for $1,000.
What are the odds?
That is good stuff.
There.
All right, Ed, are you ready?
1 in 10.
I'm ready.
All right, playing for $1,000. Let's see what happens.
Dollars.
The lifespan of an ostrich is usually less than 30 years. True or false?
30. 30 years.
Uh-huh.
The lifespan of an ostrich is usually less than 30 years.
Good luck.
True.
I'm sorry. That is false.
How long do they live, Mike?
The lifespan of an ostrich is 30 to 70 years, with 50 being typical. And unfortunately, you do not get the 10 cents.
Darn it.
But, you know, you got lucky with the wheel, and we would have given you 1,000 American dollars. Thank you for playing the game, Ed.
Thanks.
And since you're late, and you're last, rather, we're going to give you a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, okay?
All right, sweet.
Thank you very much. Sweet.
Very good.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, that was good.
That was good.
You liked that, didn't you?
I did.
You see how I did that to you?
Yeah.
And congratulations to Brad in Sacramento for being our biggest champion ever.
$800 richer for Brad. Thank you.
Respect the power of Brad.
Yes, check out the big brain on Brad. And that means we'll be able to do it sometime in January.
That's right. Tune in next quarter.
No, I don't care. I'll go to the checkbook if I have to. I love playing that game. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, it is the Audio Vault time and also our last look at news with Buzz Burbank right after these commercials.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.